Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Mica, Executive Director for South Shore Arts, and my guest today is a fantastic resource for the arts community in Northwest Indiana, and that is Eric Ash, Grants and Research Manager for the Indiana Arts Commission, and a terrific resource for us, especially as we are just opening up here the arts project support and our arts organization support grant programs through the IEC, the Indiana Arts Commission. So, Eric, welcome to the show.
Dave, great to be here.
Very much appreciate having you on, and the timing is just really perfect as applications open for a lot of arts organizations and others this week. So, can you maybe talk a little bit about arts project support and arts organization support grants, what they are, and how people can get started in those programs?
Yeah, absolutely. Would love to. So I'll start with Arts Project Support, referred to as APS. And this is grants that provide up to $4,000 to provide a public-facing short-term arts project or series of arts activities. Some examples of these can include performances, exhibits, arts festivals, arts and cultural planning, arts learning. It's a pretty open program and love to support public-facing short-term arts projects. And this program is open to 501c3 organizations. Doesn't have to be arts organizations, could be any 501c3 organization, 501c6 tourism entities or chambers of commerce, units of government, libraries, K-12 schools, colleges and universities. And the key dates right now, they mentioned this program opened on January 7th, and the application for this cycle, the deadline is March 4th, 2025, with a grant period that runs from July 1, 2025 to June 30th, 2026. And new this year, we're really excited in the project support program to offer a second cycle that is opening up in July 2025 with a deadline in September for a grant period that will run for the calendar year. And so we're really excited to be offering that program again.
Can I maybe call out a little bit, because one thing you sort of spoke to in there was the 501c6 organization, which is actually new this year, correct? Because chambers and tourism organizations weren't eligible previously.
Correct. That is a change for this year, those 501c6 tourism and chamber of commerce organizations. And one of the things that we've learned over the years is that convention and visitors bureaus, Main Street organizations, those chambers of commerce are all important partners in the local arts ecosystem. And what we really wanted to do with this change is expand access and support for those entities that may already be supporting arts projects, but also provide an opportunity for them to dedicate additional resources toward arts and creativity in their communities to support tourism and economic vitality across the region.
Well, and I just love that messaging, because it really incents them to look at arts and culture as part of their offerings and programming that they offer. And so I just think it's a terrific way to help us in the local arts community continue to highlight arts projects and arts opportunities like this. So I thought that was a great ad.
Yep. And we're also excited about the two cycle that changed as well. And it's offering another opportunity to apply for funding for applicants who maybe don't get funded at this March deadline. It also offers options for applicants to select the cycle that may best align with the timing of their project. And really, it's, at the end of the day, it's providing consistently available opportunities so people don't need to wait a full year. If they miss the deadline here in March, they know there's another one but coming up down the road. And so we know ideas percolate and develop on different timelines, and so we want to try to make sure we have accessible funding mechanisms to meet those as they come up.
Well, I tell you what, those were two great ads for the Arts Project Support Program. Arts organization support had some big changes last time, and this one's a two-year cycle. And so this is the first time in 2 years people have been able to apply. Can you talk a little bit about the logistics there and some of the updates for arts organization support?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Arts Organization Support Program, the goal there is to provide stable and consistent funding to arts organizations across varied geographies and budget sizes. And this program is open every odd calendar year. So this funding cycle will be for the next 2 years, 26 and 27 fiscal years. And arts organizations based in Indiana who have been an active 501c3 tax-exempt entity or public entity for the past 3 consecutive years with annual cash revenue of $20,000 or more are eligible to apply. And you'll see when you go to the apply page on the Indiana Arts Commission grants portal that there are brief eligibility tools for both the project support and the operating support program so that you can answer a few quick questions to see which ones you're eligible for. You can only apply for one or the other, But that eligibility tool is there to have a quick check of eligibility so you can make sure you're not filling out an application for a program that you may not be eligible for. So I encourage you to use that eligibility tool and check out the guidelines. And Dave, one of the changes that I want to touch on for this year is that previously it has been the case that organizations needed 12 months of continuous programming to be eligible for the AOS program. And that there's a change this year where you do not need 12 months of continuous programming to be eligible. And the reason behind this change is to expand access to the operating support program to arts organizations that may be festival-based or have periodic large-scale programming during the year but aren't necessarily having a performance every single month or having an exhibit every single month, whatever it might be. And so we're looking to provide sustainable funding for the variety of organization types that support arts and creativity in Indiana communities.
Yeah, I think that's great. And really, the last cycle, before that change was made, the other thing that really expanded access here, and we saw it firsthand, was the lowering of the revenue requirements. Because I think previously it was as high as $50,000 or more. And so lowering it to $20,000 really increased the number of smaller arts organizations that qualified. And did you guys see a lift in across the state from that lowering of the revenue requirements?
We did. We've seen more new applicants come into both programs, but certainly in the AOS program as well with the lowering of that requirement. And we don't require a one-to-one cash match either. Half of a match can be in kind. And for those organizations under $50,000 and budget size, we don't require a match in the arts organization support program. And so trying to make sure that there are accessible ways to access sustainable funding for a variety of budget-sized organizations in this program.
No, it's been terrific. And then adding in, to your point, the opportunity now for festival-based and programming-based arts organizations. They still need to be an arts organization, obviously, correct?
Correct. That's correct.
But allowing, you know, some of our music festivals across the state, theater festivals, other, you know, poetry reading competitions, et cetera, I think just provides even more support across our community. So very much appreciate what the IAC is doing there. So again, can we hit the due dates for these grant applications again and when people would expect to hear if they did apply?
For the Arts Organization Support Program, again, this is the two-year funding program for arts organizations. The application deadline is March 4th, 2025, and there are informational webinars coming up on January 21st and January 22nd, and the panel review process for that will take place between late April and early May, and funding notifications will go out by July 1st, 2025 for the Arts Organization Support Program. And I highly encourage you to review the guidelines. All of these dates and links are in there. There's also a draft review opportunity with the regional arts partners that I highly encourage people to take advantage of. And so that is the Arts Organization Support Program, key dates to keep in mind. And for the Arts Project Support, again, this is a two-cycle program. So the spring cycle is open currently with applications due the same day as the organization support applications, which is March 4th, 2025. And then the fall cycle will open, the program will open again on July 8th, 2025, with a deadline of September 9th, 2025. So there'll be two opportunities to apply there. And for people who apply here at this March deadline for project support, they will hear about funding notification by July 1. And for people that apply in the fall, they will hear about their funding notification by December 12, 2025. And there are also informational webinars for the project support program coming up on January 28th and January 29th. And the links to register for that are also on the guidelines. And so I encourage everyone to go to www.in.gov/arts or reach out to your regional arts partner, which is Dave at South Shore Arts here, for more information about these programs. And we're really excited to be launching these and are really looking forward to seeing a bunch of applications come through and supporting all the great work in the arts that's happening all over the state.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're very proud to be the regional arts partner for Lake Porter and LaPorte County. So if you're listening and you do have questions about the programs, do not hesitate to reach out to South Shore Art or myself, Dave Micah, Executive Director, in support of this. Eric, the state has done a terrific job. They increased the funding for these programs with the cycles over the last year or two, and it's been an unbelievable support to our local arts community. So thank you for all you do to support this program. Thank you to everybody listening today on Ion the Arts Radio. We'll be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, places, and events celebrating the arts across our region.